Billions of tiny plastic pellets have been spilling into oceans and rivers the world over, where birds and fish eat them. They are the building blocks of all plastic. Melt 350 of them, you get a yogurt cup. 1,000 gets you a water bottle. But an NPR and PBS Frontline investigation found the oil and plastic industry has long known they're an environmental problem. NPR's Laura Sullivan brings us this story about how the oil and plastic industry evaded regulation despite decades of spills.
You probably haven't spent a lot of time standing on train tracks looking at your feet or looking at the edge of a highway outside a plastic manufacturer. But if you did, there's a good chance you'll see them. Little plastic pellets.
This is Cox's Creek, and we're looking at fresh pellets that has fallen out of the trucks.
Ronnie Hamrick is standing on State Road 35 in southeast Texas. Rising 4 square miles behind him is the petrochemical plant Formosa Plastics.
And they're not just here. They're over there. They're in Port Lavaca. You're going to find them down the road.
Hamrick's not an anti-plastic environmentalist. He's a former supervisor who worked at Formosa for 25 years. And while he worked there, he says he was told to cover up spills of plastic pellets.
They want you to put down a certain number. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep it low. So
you lie.
So you lie. That's my job. That's my bread and butter. So I got to do what they say. I got a family.
What's striking about standing outside Formosa and finding pellets 100 yards from the plant's edge is that last year, Formosa agreed to pay $50 million to settle a lawsuit in which it agreed to zero discharge of pellets. And yet here they are. And down in the creek where the plant drains, thousands more. A federal judge called Formosa a serial offender. Formosa says it's working to improve its containment systems. But Formosa is just one of thousands of companies that either make or use plastic pellets in the United States. The oil and plastic industry says it doesn't have a problem. Officials told me Formosa was simply a, quote, bad actor, while leading companies like Exxon and Chevron recently told shareholders that at their dozens of facilities worldwide, they either lose not a single pellet or just 2 sandwich bags full. And here's how they say they've done it.
Thanks again for signing on to Operation Clean Sweep.
Operation Clean Sweep is a voluntary program the industry came up with in 1991. Companies that join watch videos and promise to keep pellets from spilling out of plants, trucks, ships, and rail cars. There's no data required, no numbers, nothing public.
The Operation Clean Sweep is truly making a difference. Together, we can achieve zero pellet, flake, and powder loss.
The industry says it's been a success.
Pellet containment is incredibly important to our members.
Steve Russell was, until recently, the vice president of plastics for the American Chemistry Council, which jointly runs the program.
Nobody wants plastic in the environment. And if a spill happens, and we're going to assume it's an accidental release, then it will be reported and remediation steps can be taken.
Formosa is an Operation Clean Sweep member. So I asked 2 former workers and Ronnie Hamrick about it.
I have no idea what you're even talking about. I've never heard of it.
There's evidence the industry does, in fact, have a pellet problem. Recent spills on beaches in Louisiana and South Carolina. And studies show pellets are contaminating oceans, killing birds and fish, and carrying toxins through rivers. There's also evidence the industry has known about this problem all along. In 2005, the industry participated in a study of 10 pellet plants. It found pellets washed away in heavy rain at every single facility and called Operation Clean Sweep inadequate. But even long before that, there's a memo buried inside thousands of documents left over from old industry lawsuits. It was written in March 1991. The industry's trade association warns top executives from Exxon, Chevron, Dow, DuPont, and others that the EPA had recently found pellets to be, quote, ubiquitous in the environment. Regulation and permits are likely coming, the memo says, unless they act quickly. It may still be possible to institute voluntary programs to address the pellet issue, it says. Unless this occurs, it is likely EPA will act independently. Then, just 4 months later.
We developed a program that was called Operation Clean Sweep.
Lou Freeman was a vice president at the time for the Trade Association, then called the Society of the Plastics Industry.
I don't recall any discussions about quantitatively measuring the success of the program. It was being measured really about who was participating, not what the results were.
So it was a voluntary program?
Yes.
Without any metrics?
Yeah. I would like to think that they were also doing it because it was the right thing to do, but I'd also be naive if I didn't think that much of the motivation was governed by, keeping the regulators off our back.
Today, the EPA doesn't regulate pellets. And in the almost 30 years since, the agency told NPR it has brought just 10 Clean Water Act enforcement cases against facilities accused of spilling pellets. But how would anyone really know if pellets were leaking? If you head down to the Gulf of Mexico, pellet manufacturers like Chevron Phillips say they're not.
I can tell you that it's not a problem here at Chevron Phillips. We have almost no pellets leaving our sites.
Jim Becker is the vice president of sustainability for Chevron Phillips. He met me in a warehouse after plant officials showed me ponds and drains. They said catch all the pellets.
You've heard a little bit about Operation Clean Sweep. We've been practicing that since the company was formed.
How do you know that you've had almost no pellets leaving your site?
I feel confident. We have multiple layers of protection to prevent that.
Without any data, it's hard to know. But then, you could go look.
We need a hacksaw or something.
And if you're going to hunt pellets a mile up a Texas bayou, you're going to want to bring Diane Wilson, the woman who tracked Formosa's leaking pellets for 5 years.
You never know when you're going to run into them.
We pass two snakes, a baby alligator, and a pile of fire ants until we finally reach Chevron Phillips' outfall, a marshy little pond of water under a road with a stretch of public land to stand on.
Aha! Pellets.
You found pellets?
Yep, right here. Looky there. All of that's pellets. And see, they're floating. See? They're everywhere.
Chevron Phillips' plant is less than 3 years old. They told me it has some of the most advanced pellet containment systems in the world.
They say it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. And, you know, and we just sit down here, 5 minutes and in the mud and pull them out, and probably right across there is going to be a lot more.
There were. We found pellets lining the sides as we waded through a storm drain, along the fence line that circles the plant, and on the railroad tracks nearby. When I asked Chevron Phillips about them, they said the pellets came from a single storm event and that they've since made improvements. They called them a small amount of pellets. Still, it took several days and two vacuum trucks to clean them all up. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.